It's a nice night, isn't it? The sky is clear enough to see the stars and constellations they hold while I walk in hand with you. Could you think of a better way to spend the night, honey? I couldn't either. Something about the crisp air mingling with the warm heat of our hands. It makes me not want to give this up. We're in our own little private worlds. At least until the sun comes up. But I don't have to give this up just yet, do I? Thank you. We can just take a seat by the lake, watch the stars, tell stories, and let things happen. Doing anything with you is much more exciting than returning back to town. I like being able to pretend the rest of the world doesn't exist, that it's just the two of us in these woods. Nothing to care about, no one to take care of. There's no obligations out here. I just get to spend time with my favorite person without any watchful eyes or judgmental glances. We don't get this often, honey. With you being a regular human and me being a shifter, let alone one of the more predatory ones. I'm grateful for you. I was considered a beast before you came into town, honey. You're the only one who decided to get to know me. Figured it would be the new person in town trying to fit in. Not that I'm upset. Quite the opposite, actually. Turns out you are the best thing to have ever happened to me, honey. I'm lucky that you decided to pester me into friendship. A friendship that slowly bloomed into something a lot more. It all felt so natural, falling in love with you. It was as easy as breathing air or drinking water. It felt right, like I was finally doing what I was supposed to with my life. I found my person. You hear stories growing up about soulmates and how there's someone for everyone, but no one really believes it. I know I didn't. And then you sauntered into my life and I realized I did know what love at first sight was. It was how I felt about you. It was catching your gaze at the local market and blushing harder than I even knew was possible. You felt it too, right? And then I walked over to you and asked you out. The rest being history, of course. Now we spend our nights together like this. Being social outcasts together. It's not as lonely when I have you, honey. For the first time in my entire life, I'm enjoying it. I'm allowing myself to enjoy being a shifter, to embrace my natural form, and it's because of you. How much you enjoy it. And I know you enjoy it for other reasons. But I'm not hiding any part of myself. Not from me, and definitely not from you. Come here. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do. Now, to totally change the topics, I want to tell you about the stars. Lay your head on my chest. It'll be more comfortable than the cold dirt. That's it. Isn't that better? Am I allowed to give you pets while we lay under the stars, or do you not want to be touched like that? Thank you, honey. Are you good? All snuggled up and comfortable against your bear of a girlfriend's chest? Someone's happy, huh? That's good. I'm happy too. These are my little pieces of heaven amongst the mundane, honey. I want you to look up. See that dull little star right there? There are two brighter ones on either side of it. You see what I'm talking about, right? That is what is known as Strozzi. Strozzi was one of our best leaders. Taken before her time, she was struck down in battle. But I was told she was a sight to behold on the field. Covered in blood, never taking any mercy. Supposedly anyone who stood in her path was torn down in a fair fight. And that's the key, isn't it? Fair fight? Sadly, her life was taken by someone who decided to play a bit dirty with her. He used some kind of a weapon dipped in poison, so when he slashed Strozzi, she was poisoned. By the time the battle was over, it was too late. Her final act was pissing on his dead body because she wanted him to get a taste of what was coming when they met in hell. I always wanted to be like her, you know? She always seemed so cool to me. A badass on the battlefield until the very end. My mother always said it makes sense that I look up to her. Do you want to see another one? Okay. I want you to follow my finger. You see it? Follow it to that slightly red thing in the sky. Do you see it? That's Venus. My people worship it. Venus determines when we can shift. Depending on its location in the sky, it reacts to our bodies and we're allowed to shift. Of course, on nights when it's high in the sky, we have no choice but to change. The rest of the time, the location of Venus relative to our planet determines how easy it would be for me to shift. Like tonight. Tonight would be so easy. Just like snapping a twig in half. I could chase you through the woods in my bear form, breathing hot and panting against you as you try to escape, only to be tackled and taken by some bear. A bear that has very apparent plans for you, even if you don't totally agree to it. I'm sure you're picturing it right now. Your heart starting to pump as you picture running from me. Of course. You would only be pretending, right? You would want it. If I were to offer to shift right now, you would happily take it and even use me physically changing as a head start, wouldn't you? You've never played fair with me, honey. It's cute that you think I would do the same for you. Oh, that's it. Go on your back, just like that. So good for me. See, I'm not going to be playing fair with you, honey. Not when I have you right where I want you. Mm. You taste so sweet, hun. There's really nothing else you could have been called with lips that make me go back for more. And more. That's it. Doing such a good job for me. You look so small in this position. Maybe because I'm sitting in your lap, making you look up at me while I look down at you, but you look so delicate, honey. Like, I need another taste or I'll die. So good for me, honey. How close do you want to be to me? Good answer. Stay still and calm for me. This will only take a second.